think Dan Hasty is standing by, getting ready to call. You guys are you in Midland, aren't you?
Yeah, the Whitecaps are in Midland. They're taking on the Great Lakes Loons.
Yeah, so I thought I saw that on the schedule. Yeah, I saw that 100.9, the Mitt, Brad Tunney and the crew, and Ben and everybody that carry the show there at Dow Diamond. That's a great baseball facility, isn't it?
It's one of the best, and I believe that's where we first met once upon a time.
Yes, you know what? The Huge Show, you were part of, was it with Brad? Was it Brad Golder and the crew,
that's
right?
Who it was. Yeah,
man.
For a minute.
That's kind of like people remember when they ran into Ernie Harwell in Georgia.
I knew you when. Yes, once upon a time.
You know, I knew Dan Hasty. Dow Diamond, it's not just a beautiful baseball facility, but they got a little plaque right there by the visitor's broadcast booth that says, this is where Huge met Dan Hasty. It's beautiful.
And you know what? It's not big enough, if we're being honest.
Yeah, talk to Brad Tunney. Say, you know, Brad, your plaque looks like the size of a king-size Hershey bar.
Hey, Bill, in all seriousness, just wanted to say I've been really enjoying the show the last couple of weeks, and also wanted to say thanks for allowing me the chance to come in and hang out and while you've been away the last couple of times out. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know you're doing a good job because I don't get anybody complaining about you, so that's good when you fill in for me, because people just reserve that when they complain when I'm back from vacation, not when I'm on vacation, so... It's all good, man. You're a pro. I do want to get your thoughts on the Tigers' start. Today they literally gave it away with, you know, a couple of unearned runs and back-to-back errors by Torkelson. I'm trying to remember the last time I watched a major league game, any team, any year, where I saw a player make back-to-back errors. I think I've seen catchers throw it away like back-to-back times, you know, when someone's stealing second and next pitcher stealing third, but... Man, he just flat out booted two balls back to back. I think they were.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, we don't see that every single day. We won't see that every single day. It's bad luck, wrong place, wrong time sort of situation. But I will tell you this. One of the things that I do like about this particular version of this team, and who knows if it's going to stay over the course of this season, but, you know, teams identity gets developed, and identities get developed early on, usually. So whatever the vibe is, whatever the dynamic is, usually can hold from the beginning of the season throughout the summer. And right now, this particular identity is of a team that thinks they can come back late in games. And, I mean, we've seen the stat. I mean, the Tigers are scoring a ton of their runs in the eighth inning or later. And look, we never saw that stat in any of those dominant teams of the early 2010s. It was just not a thing. So it's a mental disadvantage when you've got a bad bullpen. But when you have a good one, this is the dynamic that you get. You get a come-from-behind cardiac cat-style team, and those are the most fun. So I'm really glad that that's one of the things that's been happening. Obviously, they'd like to get some offense a little bit more early in the contest, but I think that will happen as the summer kind of unfolds.
Dan Hasty, voice of the Tigers, High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps in the Midwest League. One of our Tigers MLB insiders joining us on the Meyer guest line. Yeah, I had Vanderwall on hour one. He's like, you know, and I think AJ said it in the pregame show, actually, on the radio on the Tigers Network earlier today, that if our bats wake up, that's when you'll really see what this team is about. You know, it was good to see Parker Meadows flatten out the swing and jack one out, and I thought, here they go again. They're going to get that late-inning rally. They've stole a lot of games. You know, they're 10-8 on the season. They easily could be like 5-13, but the pitching, even Miller wasn't bad. He had ground balls that should have been outs. They should have been out of that inning. Tigers should have been batting to win it.
Well, think about what their core is offensively. I mean, we all know that Meadows is young and Colt Keith is young. I mean, essentially unproven, but I don't think anybody would push back on the notion that Riley Green is not a finished product, and neither is Spencer Torkelson. So I think there is considerable upside when you look at the majority of this lineup. So, you know, I don't think that where they are now is where they're going to be as the season rolls on. And I just think that there's a lot more room for growth. And if their pitching is any indication, that maybe their offense will start to catch up.
His name is Dan Hasty, getting ready to call the West Michigan Whitecaps, taking on the Dodgers High A affiliate Midwest League, the Great Lakes Loons, who are carried on our longtime affiliate, 100.9 FM, The Mitt. I love that. They also have a local show, but I think the Loons are on at 6:05 tonight, the payoff with Big Ben and the boys. Your thoughts on long-term for this Tigers team? How comfortable are you? What are not flags, but maybe mild concerns you have right now?
Well, like we said, they're just so deep in their bullpen. And, you know, I feel like we all collectively deserve a good Tigers bullpen for once in our lives. So to be able to get a team that is focused around having the ability to not only protect leads, but also make you feel like you've got a chance if you're not winning late in the ball game, you know, if your pitching is where the Tigers have their pitching, and I know the starting pitching, there's a few guys that are still trying to work some things out. I think those guys will be fine. A lot of those guys are proven, the Flahertys and the Maedas of the world. I think they're going to be in every ball game. I think they're going to have a chance. And even if they just put themselves into a situation where July rolls around and they're still in all of these games, but let's say they're not winning as many, but they're still competitive. They're still playing for something that matters. I think at that point, that's when I think we see Scott Harris pull the cord and go get some help, because in such a winnable division, it's so there for the taking that it's not going to be difficult to justify going in and trying to do something this season. So I think they're going to be fine. I think their pitching is going to be good enough to keep them in just about every ball game. But we're probably also going to get irritated losing games 2-1 and 4-3, because those are going to be the numbers that we typically see. Today we saw 5-4. That's probably a little bit more than we'll usually see. But it's going to have that tone throughout the entire season.
Dan, down on the farm, Job at AA, Vanderwall thinks that he could be up come summer. Who is there in the minor leagues from Toledo to Erie that could see Detroit before the summer's over?
Yeah, Toledo's got Bass. I mean, that's probably the first place that the Tigers will go to try to find some help offensively. But, I mean, the first name that comes to mind, you've got Justin Henry Molloy, who is probably in the major leagues on a number of other major league franchises and different organizations. He just is kind of roadblocked at the moment. And it's not so much that they don't have a spot for him, because you look around and you say, well, can he be a fourth or fifth outfielder in Detroit? Yeah, sure. But they want him playing every single day. So, I mean, Molloy is a really good offensive player. And I think at some point, they're going to want him to come up. I think he will. I think he'll be good. Chase Young is off to a good start. He's an offensive infielder, second base slash third base type. So he's really interesting. I think he's adjusted well to AAA. I don't think it's going to be long for him to need to come up. And then there's another outfielder. They're actually kind of deep there in Toledo. It's a kid named Justice Bigby. He was actually pretty impressive last year. Came through West Michigan. He's got an outstanding name. But, I mean, they have options. And if we know the Tigers, they will look to see what they have with those guys first. So to John Vanderwall's point about guys like Job, and I think taking it another step with guys like Molloy and Young, I think we'll see all of them at some point this summer.
What are you hearing about Job? He is the best pitcher in the Tigers' farm system. John says Major League written all over him. Double A, getting some confidence, could shoot up to Toledo. What's the vibe from any scouts or anybody inside the Tigers organization you've heard about Job?
You know what's so funny is that Jackson, much like the current first-round draft pick who's sitting in the lower levels of the minor league, Max Clark, Jackson Jobe heard a lot of those similar criticisms when he was taken with the number three overall pick. Ironically, Max Clark, who's the latest number three pick, and Jackson Jobe, who was just a couple of years earlier, were both taken out of high school in that spot. And it was pretty controversial when the Tigers took Jackson Jobe over another guy, Marcelo Mayer, an infielder who has kind of been, I'd say underwhelming in the Boston Red Sox system, but everybody and their brother thought Mayer was going to be the first overall pick. He slipped. Tigers passed on him to take Jobe. And now as we sit here a couple of years later, I don't think it's crazy to say that I don't think Tigers fans would want that to be done differently at this point in time. But back to the point, Jackson was hearing those things when he got drafted. So he had to learn how to deal with criticism and doubters for pretty much his entire minor league career. And despite all that, he's turned himself into an outstanding pitching prospect. He's the number two right-handed pitching prospect in all of Major League Baseball, behind only Paul Skeens, who was the number one overall pick last year. He's got a wipeout slider that we all knew about, but his changeup has come along so well that it's actually just as good of a pitch, if not better, than that slider. So he's developing beautifully. And yeah, he's going to be in Detroit.
Dan Hasty, I think he'll be in Detroit one day when Dickerson says he's done. Hasty will make the rise to the throne, and he will be known as the King of the East in the game of play-by-play thrones. Voice of the Tigers High A affiliate, voice of U of D basketball, and the High A affiliate is the West Michigan Whitecaps. They're taking on our friends from the Great Lakes Loons. I don't know why we don't call it the Huge Cup, and we get a trophy between Lansing, Dow Diamond, the Loons, and the Whitecaps, and whoever wins the series, I'll have to talk about that. But good people there, 100.9 FM, the Mint, if you're in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area, Dan Hasty on the call. Go check out a Whitecaps game here on the west side of the state. Go see the Loons at Dow Diamond and even the Lugnuts in downtown Lansing for our listeners on the game, 7:30 a.m. Dan, enjoy the weekend and the call tonight, okay?
I think we should call it the fight for the huge plaque, that one that sits outside the radio booth.
Yeah, and it's and on one side is a Hershey, king-size Hershey bar, and the other side is where Huge met Dan Hasty at Dow Diamond. I love that place. I really do. Bill Stavropoulos, the Michigan Baseball Foundation, what Brad Tunney has done with the rebranding with 100.9, the Mint. Ben, who I think is their stadium host, he does a really good a local talk show, The Payoff, weeknights at 6 in Midland Bay City, Saginaw, 100.9 FM. So, yeah, good stuff. Proud of all of our affiliates and proud of your work, Dan. Tell your mother I said hello, okay?
I appreciate that. Yeah, they're killing it over there in Midland. I appreciate the time. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, Dan Hasty, he's a good guy.